play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I'm really good, actually. Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Joshua Green of Columbia, Maryland. I said, think of a popular film franchise with many sequels. Hidden in consecutive letters inside its name is a place mentioned multiple times in the Bible. I said, replace that place with a single letter, and you'll name a Major League Baseball team. What franchise and team are these? Well, the film franchise is the Avengers. Inside that name is Heaven. Change Heaven to the letter I, and you get Tigers, as in Detroit Tigers.
There were over 400 correct entries this week, and our winner is Aaron Kellier of Silver Spring, Maryland. This is why I might sound a little different, because I'm usually in here by myself, but she's in the studio with us today. Congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so how did you figure out this week's answer?
I'm a big fan of a spreadsheet.
Okay.
So I did my long list of franchises, and I separated it out so it was one letter per cell, and it just jumped out at me once I did that.
And your husband is here. He's not in the studio. He's in the control room supporting you and rooting you on, but you two usually do it together?
We do. We listen to it in the car every Sunday morning on the way to our favorite coffee shop, and then we work it alone for a couple of days, and by Wednesday, if one or the other hasn't figured it out, we start giving each other hints.
This is your first time winning. Has he ever won?
No, it is our first time. It's okay. My first time to win, and I'm one of those people who almost missed the phone call.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, my goodness. Yep. Well, I am glad that you picked up the phone. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
So I do operation and financial compliance for an agricultural trade association.
Okay. Well, I got to say, I know you're ready to play the puzzle. We're both going to be in here. You got your notebook? Okay. I got my notebook. I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Aaron, this is going to be good. And Aisha, today's puzzle is a good two-person puzzle. I'm going to name two things in the same category. You tell me the only other thing in that category that fits between my two things alphabetically. For example, if I said blue and indigo, you would say green, because blue and indigo are colors of the rainbow, and the only other one that fits there alphabetically is green.
Okay.
Here's number one, Sunday, Tuesday.
Thursday.
Thursday is it. Good job. Africa, Asia.
Australia. No.
Nope.
Antarctica.
Antarctica is it. Blitzen, Cupid.
Comet.
Yes.
Comet. Good job. Adverb interjection.
Adjective.
Nope, that's before.
Oh, adverb.
Adverb. It's a part of speech with a lot of short words.
Conjunctions.
Yes.
Conjunction. You got it.
Yes.
Ballroom conservatory.
Not the library.
Not the library. They got
there would be a big table in the middle of the room.
Oh, the billiards.
Yes, billiard the billiard room.
Good job. Yes. French Open. Wimbledon.
I don't know the tennis tournaments.
Oh, what's the big one in New York?
U.S.? No, U.S.?
That's it.
U.S.
It's
Open. U.S. Open.
Yes.
Open. Okay.
How about Labor Day, Memorial Day?
No, that wouldn't work. And then,
every year in January.
It's to for someone, right?
So yes.
MLK Day.
Oh, MLK.
MLK.
Martin
yeah.
Luther King Jr. Day, yes. How about Deep Space Nine, Next Generation?
So Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
And it's the name of the starship in the middle of that's the centerpiece of the show.
Oh.
Enterprise.
Enterprise, the Star Trek Enterprises, right? Triangle, trumpet.
Trombone.
Trombone is it. Belarus, Belize.
Okay, what's another?
It's a country in Europe. And you know the first
Belgium.
Three letters. Belgium, is it?
Okay.
And your last one is Luke Matthew.
Okay. I should get this one.
John.
Nope, that's before
Matthew,
Luke.
Mark. Oh.
You just said Mark. It. Good job.
Oh, my goodness. That was trickier than it seemed.
It's a lot easier when you're sitting in the car on the way to the coffee shop.
How do you feel?
I'm glad that it was a lot of fun.
Yes. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Aaron, what member station do you listen to?
WAMU.
Yes, I do too. That's Aaron Kellier of Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. And thank you for having me here in the studios. This was a lot of fun.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Name a famous actor of the past, 7-letter first name and 7-letter last name. Remove 3 consecutive letters from his last name, and the remaining letters in order will be the well-known lead character from a long-running series of films. What actor and character are these? So again, famous actor of the past, 7-7. Drop 3 consecutive letters from his last name, and the remaining letters in order will be the well-known lead character from a long-running series of films. What actor and character are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.